Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 29th of June, 1971. The title is Making the Path of Effort Clear with the Light of Knowledge. Making the Path of Effort Clear with the Light of Knowledge. At the present time, what is the aim of the attainment of the effort which all of you are making? The attainment of a deity status is for the future. But what is the aim of the attainment of the effort for the present time? To become angels. What are the main qualifications of angels? What are the two qualifications needed to become angels? One is light and the other is might. Both are essential. Both light and might are clearly visible in the life of an angel. What special power do you need in order to attain light? There are many powers, but what individual virtues are needed in order to become the form of light and might? One is the power to churn, and the second is the power to tolerate. Accordingly, you receive all the powers from the Almighty Authority. Knowledge is also said to be light. So, in order to make the path of effort easy and clear, you need the light of knowledge. For this light, you need churning power. So firstly, you need churning power, and secondly, you need the power to tolerate. If you have both these powers, anyone can have a vision of your angelic form whilst you are walking or moving around. With the power to tolerate, you automatically have the attainment of all virtues. Those who have the power to tolerate will automatically have, through just that one power, the power to make decisions, the power to discriminate, and the power of depth and maturity. The power to tolerate is essential, and even churning power is essential. For the mind, there is churning power, and for the words and actions, there is the power to tolerate. If you have the power to tolerate, whatever words you speak will not be ordinary. Secondly, whatever actions you perform will also be accordingly. So, both powers are essential. Those who have the power to tolerate are successful in their tasks. Those who lack the power to tolerate lack success in whatever task they carry out. Those who have the power to tolerate are able to stabilize themselves in the avyakt stage and in the stage of being the embodiment of pure thoughts. There will be a sparkle on the faces of those who are tolerant. No matter what types of sanskars others may have, with their own power to tolerate, they are able to suppress those sanskars of others for a temporary period. So, you need both these powers. In your effort, you need the power to tolerate in order to create thoughts in your mind. This is also called controlling power. If you have the power to tolerate, you are also able to control wasteful thoughts. So, you have to pay attention to both these powers. What is the easy method to become a number one businessman? Only by keeping yourself busy will you become a number one businessman. Those who do not know how to keep themselves busy are not worthy of being called businessmen. To become a businessman here means to earn an income for the self and also enable others to earn an income. For this, you must not keep yourself free for even 1 second. Which number businessman are you? To the extent that you gallop here, accordingly, you will be able to gallop to your future throne. You have a good chance. You can do whatever you want. All of you have this freedom. To the extent that each of you takes a chance, accordingly, you are fixing a seed for yourself. A businessman means not to waste even one thought. There should be income in every thought. To earn an income, those businessmen make 1 paisa worth so much. Here also, you must definitely earn an income at every second in every thought. Such souls are called number one businessmen. What else does the intellect have to do? The intellect should just remain busy in this. Has everything finished in all other directions, or is there something still remaining where the intellect can go? Everything has finished in all other directions, has it not? In terms of your old sanskars, everything has finished, has it not? The path and the direction for the intellect to go is the same. The intellect will either go towards the old sanskars or it will go towards the karmic accounts of your body. Or it will be pulled towards the wasteful thoughts of the mind. All this has finished, has it not? You may have a physical illness, but you have the knowledge of what illness it is and what its cure is. Because you have the aim that if the body is in good condition, you will be able to do that much more service. You do not have any selfish motives for the self. You are doing everything for the sake of service. This is being a detached observer, is it not? Now, there is just the one path that remains. All the paths that made the intellect stumble have now closed, have they not? It is as though the seal of the Almighty Government has been applied. Once the seal is applied, it cannot be opened until the seal has fulfilled its purpose. So, you have to check yourself in this way. If it is in someone's fortune, the circumstances also become such that they take on the form of a lift. Here also, those who have it in their fortune from the previous kalpa or have it fixed in the drama are able to make their own effort. But together with that, they receive this lift from the divine family and they also receive a gift from Bap Dada. So, you also have to check what the types of gifts are that you have received from Bap Dada and the Divine Family. When important people receive gifts, they keep them safe in a showcase and they glorify the name of their country with them. And here, with the gifts that you have received from time to time, you have to glorify the name of Bap Dada and the family. Achha. When you people went out to do service in the beginning, although there was very little power of knowledge, on the basis of which powers was their success? Renunciation and love. The love of the intellect was for Baba and the Yajna day and night. Baba and the Yajna emerged from deep within your hearts. It was this love that made everyone cooperative. It was with this power of love that the centers were created. And This was the power that brought about cooperation at the beginning of the establishment. The same has to happen at the end. At the beginning, you become Manmanabhava with love from the corporeal form. It was the love from the corporeal form that made you cooperative and made you renounce everything. You now have to surround everything with the power of love and cooperation. Even now, the main reason for the success of service in foreign lands is that others are surrounded, which makes them loving and cooperative. The powers of love and cooperation are the practical proof of knowledge. This is the main basis for success in service. Wherever you may be staying, you must think about creating a plan through which the task of giving the message can be accomplished very quickly. At present, a lot remains to be done. With love, one receives the enthusiasm to take a jump in renunciation. How did all of you renounce everything? Only when your every vein was filled with love were you able to take a jump. Write to those in the foreign lands that now, just as they are continuing to move forward with spiritual intoxication and happiness, in the same way, they will continue to achieve success through constantly staying in intoxication and happiness. The tilak of victory has already been applied. Constantly continue to see your own tilak of victory. Bab Dada is happy to see whatever you have done up to now, but you have to move forward. Only when you create heirs will you be complimented, that is, you will be told, well done. You must remain happy with whatever you have done up to now. But the task whereby everyone would say that it is a wonder still has to be carried out. You remain happy because you have very good permanent intoxication and happiness. Up until now, the result is very good. Their commander is very courageous. When anyone takes the responsibility for any task through his own courage, many others become his companions. Even though this is a variety group, the bouquet is very good. And this is why Baba is giving congratulations. Acha Om Shanti.